on the door.
If I'm Coach Polk, I'm doing a direct snap to Blackstock here. Right in there. And they go to Affer instead. And touchdown, Bad Axe.
Touchdown, Bad Axe Hatchets. It was a direct snap, and Affer just took it right up the middle. All he needed was a yard on that, and that offensive line of the Hatchets surged in the middle, and that's what they got.
I was partially right. It was a direct snap. Just the Carson Affer, like you said, goes right up the middle. No issue at all getting in the end zone, and Bad Axe extends their lead here on Lakers.
They just said that McPhee was a carrier. I thought I had 44 looking like Afro, but we'll give it to either one of those guys. We'll find out.
So Jake McPhee gets that score then, according to our booth here.
No, high snap on that one. That was not intended. Blackstock looking.
Picked off by.
Intercepted by seven for the Lakers. McCain.
Well, a bad snap leads to the play. Blackstock tries to get something to happen, and no good on the extra point attempt.
Steven, that play could be a bigger play than we just by the end of this game tonight.
Yep.
So right now the Bad Axe Hatchets, they're stopped on the point after as a bad snap or a high snap. Blackstock had to pull off. He couldn't put the ball down on the ground for Micah Gordon.
And a successful two-point try there makes that a two-possession game. So that play right there was huge
for both sides.
Bad
Axe Hatchets with 13 and the Lakers with 6. Our officials, they have a little discussion going on here down near the 10-yard line. Good thing we've got our 40-year referee, Ken Shetler. He explained exactly what referees do as they're talking about where they're going to stop for on their way back, what restaurant or other location.
Yeah.
Oh, what a game we have here tonight, the game of the week. Bad Axe Hatchets, Elkton Pigeon, Bayport Lakers. Nice to see these stands are full tonight. The band's out tonight. The cheerleaders on both sides. Our fans, even along the fence. We've got a lot of the Laker Field area, which it would be to the Elkton side, to the east side, is off limits because of the new $80,000 Legacy Center going in, which we understand may be done end of October, kind of.
We're looking end of October, early November is where we're currently looking right now.
So if you get over to Laker Field, look forward to that open house. 80,000 square foot indoor sports complex is just going to be remarkable. All right, let's get back to the field. 7:47 to go here in the third quarter. The Hatchets 13, Lakers 6. Gordon ready to kick off as the ball is placed on the Bad Axe 40-yard line. Laker returner standing back at the 20.
Squib kick again this way.
And again, another squib kick.
Again, that ball.
Short. And it'll be taken by number, I believe, 54 in on that one for the Lakers.
Yeah, Levi Tamblyn on that recovery.
So Tamblyn downs it, and it'll be first and 10 for the Lakers. Well, Lakers get to stick them out or find some gloves, guys. You just can't do that again.
And, sometimes as a running back, you're going to have these nights where you just cannot hold on to that football. Unfortunately, Lakers, they might have to look a different route than Wisner if Wisner cannot hold on to that ball right now.
First and 10 for the Lakers. Taking the snap under center.
Kretschmer gets that ball, lowers that shoulder, gets about 4 yards on that play, 3 yards on that play.
Toby McPhee and Vollmering in on the tackle for the Hatchets. Picks up a couple yards on the carry. That'll bring up a second down and 7 for Lakers. Lakers with the ball on the 39-yard line. Lakers break out of the huddle.
And Lakers need some points on this drive if they want to stay in this ball game.
And Lakers keep that formation tight. McCain under center. On across to number 20. Hands it off. Logan Collison-Russell. And Logan Collison-Russell was met by Sam Hess right there through the line.
And sometimes there are plays that can get too cute. That play in the backfield, about 3 or 4 fakes. It took
too
long to develop. Collison-Russell, by the time he gets the ball, he's getting wrapped up for a big loss for Lakers.
Well, the other thing, you're doing a play like that, and you've got all of your receivers packed in.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's in tight. That's easier to defend. But now when you're going to try to cross it 2 or 3 times, and it took that long to develop, you gave Mr. Hass plenty of time to get in.
Way too many people in the box there for Lakers. You have to spread that out.
Well, they go again. Lakers go back with the same formation. Keep it tight. Back to pass, down the right side. Oh, pass in and out of the hands intended for number 18 for the Lakers. Garrett Bowles and a flag in on the play.
I don't personally know how that ball was not intercepted. McCain drops back, throws it. Three white jerseys around Garrett Bowles, but it goes through Bowles' hands. Could have been caught, but now we're looking at maybe a pass interference on the defense here.
McCain just put it in the air about 40 yards. And Bowles had three defenders on him.
That's
not the place you want to throw it, but it made it through everybody's hands.
And I think Bowles was planning on that ball getting tipped because it dropped him in the breadbasket and he let it go.
Yeah.
But thankfully for Bowles, it was a pass interference and the Lakers moved the chains.
Boy, that's a big play for the Lakers here as we are into the third quarter with 6:19 to go. The Bad Axe Hatches 13 and the Lakers 6. Into the power eye formation. Here we go. Wisner with the carry down the right side. Still on his feet. Run out of bounds. Number 60, Sam has to get on the tackle, takes Wisner out of bounds.
And Wisner, we're on the right side there, rides that sideline, gets a few extra yards, stays in bounds. We're going to have a second and manageable here for Lakers.
So that'll bring up a second down, and boy, that was a lot of work for just a couple of yards on that one. And that was their big power eye move off to the right side with Orvidez and Blake Smithers out front for Eric Wisner.
Well, we're looking at a timeout for the Lakers there.
So we have the officials point to the Lakers. They'll take a timeout. And, Steven, let's take a quick timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Schur Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Schur Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Schur's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Schur Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on Schur.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Schur.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's Schur.org/senior living. Schur Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Back at Laker Field on the 2nd and 8, Kretschmer with the carry up the middle. Gets a nice run there. Going to pick it up and break about 6 yards on the carry. That'll bring up a 3rd down and a short 2 for Lakers.
Kretschmer has been the workhorse. He has been their go-to guy so far tonight. When they need yards, Kretschmer picks it up for them.
McCain back to Kretschmer, looking for 2. And might have had it, but got knocked back. But I think the forward progress will be enough, and it is. Enough for a Laker 1st down.
And right on cue, who gets that 1st down? Right at the middle. Kretschmer has been their workhorse tonight, and Verberg is riding that workhorse right now tonight so far.
Okay, now we're back at the – Steven, we're back at the Bad Axe 34-yard line. The key is control the ball.
Yes.
Hold on to it. Hold on to it.
They're slowly but surely running on this defense. They just got to hold on to that ball.
Back with Kretschmer. Yes, as McCain pitched it back. McCain ran off the right side, tackled by Toby McPhee for the Hatchets.
And this little – this wing T offense for Lakers, that motion, pitch up the middle, picking up about 5 yards on that 1st down.
Nice lead over there, blocked by Orvidez for the Lakers. That'll bring up a 2nd and 6 for Lakers with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bad Axe Hatches 13 and the Lakers 6. Lakers over the ball. Connor McCain under center. Same play again to Kretschmer. Kretschmer with a nice carry. Big tackle there by number 52, Toby McPhee.
And calling Kretschmer's number again about the same play right up the middle. Let Kretschmer find the hole. Let him make a move and let him pick up some yards for you. And that is exactly what Kretschmer's doing right now.
4:30 to go in the third quarter. Lakers have got to hold on to the football.
It sounds like a broken record right now. Kretschmer. Well, that's what's working for Lakers.
It's what works.
So why go away from it? That's what's working right now.
This is what is working for Lakers. You know, Wisner's had some trouble holding onto the football. He normally never does, but he has tonight. So you're going to go with